This is continuing live coverage of the Dallas Mavericks Victory Parade. Brought to you by Pack and Stack Self Storage and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket from AT&T Plaza. It is parade time. Welcome to the biggest party Mark Cuban has ever thrown, because he's paying for this whole thing. I'm Norm Hitzkus. It's our regular show from 10 to 12. Jeremy Moran will do a spectacular job of technically directing.
Nah.
Which has got to be just a bit of a nightmare with all the people at different locations.
Cat and Rich are the smartest people at this station right now.
Let's say hello to the talking sea bass, the host of Post.
Hey, Norman.
How are you?
I am not down in the throng of people, so I'm doing okay.
Hey, no. You'd be okay if you were down here, pal.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Great down here. Mm. It is so happy and so joyous here, and there's a wonderful breeze blowing, about a 15-20 mile an hour breeze that keeps it really nice.
I'm sure that helps.
It's nice. Yes, good morning to producer Mike Sarai.
Norm, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great.
It sounds fun out there.
It is fun. The plaza was packed before 8 o'clock this morning. In fact, Junior was saying it was, when they got here about 5, the plaza was full of people.
It's amazing.
It is remarkable.
Great day.
In fact, we can confirm, Mike, how full it is down here. We got here a little bit before 8. The police had to give us permission to go through one of the approach lanes because they basically shut the plaza off, saying, hey, it's full now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. People all over here. The parade is due to start in about, 5 to 10 minutes or so. But, hey, parades often start a little late. You know, you got to get everybody together and up on the trailers and in the cars.
Yeah, Norm, I can confirm that I still see Jet Terry. They're in the hangar. They look like they're milling toward their parade vehicles, but nobody on them just yet.
Well, I can tell you who will get first look at them from the ticket, and that's Bob, Dan, and Donnie, who are stationed at Young and Lamar, which is the end of the first big block of the parade. Gentlemen.
We are, Norm. We are on top of the ticket truck, overlooking the parade route, where it has been 5 deep since we got here 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I want to say a little more than
impressive.
That, Dan. You know, Junior said at 6 o'clock in the morning it was already 3 deep. Well, it's about 7 to 8 deep now. These people are absolutely stoked, Norm, for this parade.
Really cool. Never seen anything like this. And, you know, and weren't here for the Cowboy Parade, so maybe it was like that, but just riding in today on the train, it is as packed as sardines, and everyone's trying to get downtown, and it's not an easy task, gentlemen, to get down here.
Well, you won't believe the route, Bob, that I took to get here. The regular routes were extremely stacked, so I went through neighborhoods I've never been through before in my life just to get a ride down here. But it's wonderful. We're here, and everyone's geeked to go, Norm.
I was able to run across downtown. That was fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'd expand on that neighborhoods I've never been to comment, Donovan, but let's just stay with the parade.
I'm telling you, I kind of locked my doors to make sure I went through those neighborhoods, but I made it safe and sound. Everyone's just so happy about the Mavericks winning the championship, they wouldn't do anything to anyone.
You know, there was a parade here in 1993 to celebrate the Cowboys, and quite honestly, it got way, way out of hand, very badly out of hand. And the police acknowledged that they had a role in it getting out of hand because they had no idea a 250,000 people would pour into downtown Dallas, and they did. And when you got a 250,000 people, there's always a few ne'er-do-wells. Let me tell you something. This crowd just looks happy. They're just drunk on joy down here.
I mean, there might be a
ne'er-do-well. Yeah, it's a little early now, Norm. Yeah.
Play it by ear here.
There might be drunk.
Let's find.
24 hours ago, Vancouver thought they were all a nice, nice group of people.
Until the car lost the Stanley Cup and they set it on fire.
Boy, what a scene last night there. Sorry about your BMW that's on fire.
But you know,
we all celebrate and grieve in different ways, right?
You know, this city, so far, this area so far has done this extraordinarily well, guys. That the percentage of knuckleheadism here is virtually missing in this. The celebrations after the win the other night, this thing is just... This is just joy down here right now.
I think the only arrest was one Maverick, right?
So far, yes. The arrest total is just one.
What's the ratio?
So hopefully...
Like how many normal citizens is one Maverick arrest for?
Yeah, like 40? I don't know.
And someone did throw this out on Twitter, but is Deshaun Stevenson's... Is that a record? Like the quickest player arrest after a championship? It's got to be in the mix.
Probably so, yes.
It's amazing.
Well, it's over 24 hours.
So right? That's the time to be.
But you're out of town. It's not like if you're at home, maybe 24 hours or something, but you have to wait and fly in.
Well, hopefully the whole parade will take on the, you know, demeanor of the Mavs, just where it's a good group of people here to celebrate. They're all on the same page. Maybe a couple drunks off to the side. That'll be fine. A couple of slight arrests, but nothing big. It's all good.
We're just hoping for a slight arrest, Norm.
Just yes. A mild arrest for a mild thing.
No hard time.
There are signs here lining the parade route that have sexual undertones on them. It says Mavericks. It says 2011 NBA Champions. The Budweiser sponsor is on there, and then it says, there's nothing like the first one. So, take that and think about that phrase, and apply that where you wish.
I don't know what that means.
I believe this championship is extra
sweet.
Tell
you what, let's take a little further down. Oh, we're getting the TV of the parade now. Let's take a little further down the route where George and Gordon are at their ticket position on Houston Street. Gentlemen. Or?
Hello.
Maybe not. Hello.
Hey now.
The Unticket.
Hello.
Maybe not. Hello.
Hey now, Norm. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
The excitement is building here. Gordon Keith along with George Dunham.
The anticipation is palpable, Gordo.
It is amazing, George. We're high above the crowd along the Mavs parade route. We're about at the halfway point. We are close to what is called in Dallas the West End.
Just hard by the spaghetti warehouse, actually, Norm, is where we are located, high above the ticket truck.
I had no idea we had two trucks.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Well, I think we borrowed one. The Mav faithful is certainly assembled here, Giorgio. As you can see, they're probably about 12 deep along the parade route where we are.
I'm telling you, Norm, this is our first bird's eye view of it. And this is cowboy crowd-like. This is cowboy parade, early 90s crowd-like. I guarantee we'll have 300,000 here.
Yes! The Gordon Keith.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
Thank you. Sorry, there was just a lot of cameras focused on me. Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Or if you want cheap applause, this is the place, let me tell you.
Lance, we'll be back to you as the parade circles towards you. Let's go back to Bob, Dan, and Donovan, who are about a block down the street from where the parade's going to start. On the TV screen, we started to see some buses moving and what may be the start of it. What does it look like to you guys?
I see a tree over to our left. The tree has not moved.
Are those big birds that always sit in the tree on Ferris Plaza, are they there today chirping?
They have little J.J. Barea jerseys on, all the birds do in the tree here.
But the crowd is so amped up and geeked up to applaud, like,
Toothin.
When a the bicycle cop rides by, everybody gives him a huge ovation.
But everyone did the wave as the bicycle cop rode by. Every section did the wave. I'm telling you, man.
So this is where it's being all brought together. If we're rooting on the cops as they ride down the street, then you know everybody's just in a real happy mood.
Well, here at the plaza, the parade will come past the plaza, but now I think a lot of people assume the players would come into the plaza and make an appearance literally in the AT&T Plaza. That will not happen. They will come along the outside, along Victory. There will then be some, obviously, lots of wonderful, joyous talk. Then there'll be a 12:30 gathering inside the AAC. It's not open to the public. It's open only to sponsors and season ticket holders. But they say the parade's going to take an hour. I'm going to suggest it's going to take more than that.
Maybe so, Norm. I'm thinking so, but
we waited.
The longer the better, right? We've waited 31 years for something like this to happen to this city for the Mavericks, and it's finally here.
Well, the single police motorcycle drove by, then the double motorcycles just drove by, like Ponch and John. So we think that might indicate the beginning of the parade.
Maybe that's... By the way, guys, they have to be finished in 2 hours. Otherwise, several of Mark Cuban's assistants have to go to all those parking meters along the route and put more quarters in.
Yeah, this is all on Mark Cuban's dime today. That's a pretty big dime.
Yes, it is.
Good point.
Thank you. Back to you, Gordon.
Hi, George.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Good. Growing up as a big Milwaukee Bucks fan, did you ever think you'd see this day?
No, I didn't. How about you and the Bulls? Man,
never really paid too much attention to them.
Yes, you did.
I've been there from day one since the Mavericks moved to town. Back to you, Bob.
Why are you wearing a Scottie Pippen jersey today?
What's with your Orlando Woolridge tattoo across your back? That doesn't make any sense.
Now, Bob, when was the last time Milwaukee won a championship? What year?
1971.
Oh, now, how did you attend that parade? How did you enjoy that?
I was minus 1 year old.
Oh, okay. All right. So did you have fun?
I was minus 1 year old, Donovan. That doesn't make any sense.
So, Bob, is there a chance you were a celebration baby?
I highly doubt it.
Oh, yeah. Dad was a big Bucks fan.
That is something we need to look into.
Mom and Dad are both very big Milwaukee Bucks fans. They win the championship.
Was I named after Bob Dandridge, perhaps?
Is that a question Norm would have ever asked before he worked at the ticket?
Hey, we can report, Bad Radio, that the motorcycle cops that you referenced earlier in our broadcast here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, they have passed us here at the midway point along the parade route.
Yes, they have, Gordon.
So maybe
they're
trying to time this thing out. Now, watch for behind them the really cocky bike cop who was texting while riding his bike, not holding onto the handle.
Which should be illegal,
very impressive.
I would get a ticket.
The first tire is starting. Gentlemen, let's take a very short break. Very short break. We'll come back to pick up the beginning of the parade on the ticket.
What?
Sports Radio.
The Unticket.
Good morning from the AT&T Plaza. Norm Hitchkiss with the ticket coverage of the Mavericks Championship Parade. This is a downtown famous for being dead in the evening. We're not having any people. I cannot imagine you've ever seen a scene like this except that cowboy parade. Downtown is jam-packed. Bob, Dan, and Donnie have the view of the parade that ought to be just starting to reach them.
Yeah, Norm, it's starting to get pretty electric down here. You can see the cops are going by. Everyone's got their camera phones out again and again. And it looks like this is about to go down. In fact, we do see the first signs of vehicles amidst the shrubbery.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I've never seen cops cheer like this before in my life. Everyone's so excited about...
We're all together in this.
I'm just saying, you know, usually this crowd would not cheer cops.
I believe the first vehicle...
What do you mean,
then,
this crowd?
Shut up.
The first vehicle in the parade route is very slowly moving its way up. And everybody's got their camcorders and camera phones up trying to...
Wow, I think Popeye Jones is driving in.
He's driving one of the cars?
Yeah.
Is he really?
No.
Oh, I can't see. I'm on street level amongst the fans. I'm with my people.
What were you saying, Gordon?
I think we're on.
Okay. All right, we throw it now to Gordon Keith and George Dunham standing by.
Just throw it to you.
Oh, it's the Tony Braxton float.
There's no way there's a Tony Braxton float. We just saw the cheapest float go by. We just saw a yellow police vehicle with water bottles on the back. Now, you'd think they'd put a little more time and thought into a float than just something like that.
That's not a float, really, George. That's just a
service vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, supply truck. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, we are in the greatest vantage point, Giorgio, because we're right by what I like to call the triple underpass.
Yeah, let's de-emphasize the triple underpass, which is just a block to our south.
Look at all the people here. These are our people.
I've never seen anything like this since the Cowboy Parade, but I didn't have a bird's eye view of it like I do now.
I tell you, I think this is the first time in 30 years the people in the Park Cities have felt safe.
So the first parade vehicle is making its way. It's a fire rescue truck, a flatbed truck, and in the back of the truck, waving to the crowd to furious cheers, it's Maverick, the fake horse mascot.
No, I thought his name was Champ.
Yeah, Champ. That's Champ, yeah.
The fake horse mascot.
And this is the first time he's gotten cheers all year long.
And you know, that's really when the Mavericks started to turn this organization around, when they de-emphasized Mavs Man and started pumping up Champ.
In the next vehicle is a carriage pulled by 8 Budweiser Clydesdales. And they're like really hot.
Oh, that's Rondo Blackman.
That's Earl Blackman.
He's riding a Clydesdale?
He's riding the Budweiser truck pulled by Clydesdales.
Man, I love that Clydesdale. Hey, that is awesome.
Scream out for Rondo Blackman that his eyes are too close together.
Oh, that's really weird.
You get him over when he comes by you.
Rondo Blackman, what a great guy. What a great ambassador to this city for, God, going on 30 years now. I got here in the late or the early 80s.
That's true.
The great number 22. Kind of spare, though. Nope.
Behind the Clydesdales is a golf cart with 2 buckets and shovels to pick up any refuse from said Clydesdales.
Ah.
I didn't hear the B so well on that word. I don't know about you, Giorgio.
Here is your favorite person in the whole wide world rolling down the parade route. We have Mavs Man on foot.
Oh.
Is inflatable Mavs Man with
him? No, just regular Mavs Man on the other side.
George says he looks like a burn victim.
Do you know my first Mavericks memory was Mavs Man blowing out his ACL during a timeout? The first game I ever went to.
Hey, Lance.
Mavs Man just waved at me, Bob.
And he pathetically limped off the court with a blown ACL after a trampoline
really,
dunk went bad.
Yes, Norm.
We got something really special here. On the phone, riding one of the floats is Mark Followell, the ticket's own. Mark. Yes, I can.
Okay, well, we just left the convention center. We're coming down Elizabeth Lamar Street right now. Say that on either side of the sun is free. People are anywhere from 8 feet depending on if there's more spot on the right side of the street is where I am because of the shade.
It sounds like really 60s parade audio, doesn't it?
Yeah, this sounds like something that would have been entered into evidence in the Warren Commission.
We're stopped right now, the greatest stops. And like I said, the crowds are 4 to maybe 8 or 10 people deep. There's some hot girls on people's shoulders right now. Everybody's got congratulations and on signs. And I would say that life is good, Norm.
Hey, enjoy the ride, Mark. Enjoy the ride. Thanks for the call.
Bob is on the phone, and Bob just corrected me. He said, life is great.
Life is great. That's the
message. I have a feeling it's about to get incredibly loud, so for right now, I'm going to be signing off that more in-parade audio is coming your way with these live special reports on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket back to you, Norm.
Bye, Mark. Bye, Mark.
I believe
Boy,
Mark Followell
just
pushed Bob Ortegal off his float.
There goes Don Carter in a white convertible.
Is Bob Ortegal on a float?
Yes. Yes. Bob
really, I'm sure he's going to push him off.
That's pretty cool if Followell gets to be on a float. Is it the broadcaster float, or what is it?
Yeah, Matt Pinto is on there.
You know,
a minute.
Aren't we going to try to sneak a ticket guy on one of these folks?
All right, passing by right now, Mavs legend Brad Davis.
He is a Mavs legend.
Tell him he's cross-eyed.
Is he?
That's what it says on the side of his vehicle.
The first person to have his number retired by the Mavericks, right?
I feel like Gordo has a lot of eye-related observations about Mavs legends today.
I also predict Brad Davis will be the first Maverick to have his jersey unretired.
No,
Bob.
Dwayne Carraway.
It's the mayor of Dallas for the next 2 weeks, Dwayne Carraway.
Howdy, howdy, howdy,
howdy. Howdy,
howdy, howdy, howdy. Not Cab Calloway.
Oh. He doesn't have a zoot suit with a big hat on?
Is he giving out keys to the city.
He doesn't appear.
He's just throwing them to the kids.
Yeah, he just has a mailbag full of keys.
Yeah.
And throw them into the crowd.
You don't think he's going to be throwing those out here the next couple of weeks trying to get rid of them?
Oh, Bob, right now we have City Council walking by.
Be careful. We're all getting spared.
That's why the crowd got so quiet.
Yeah. The mayor can't get a little pub without city council getting in on it.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Thanks for letting the Cowboys get away, city council. You guys are awesome.
Look, the schools have really improved, though.
Yeah, good
job. Working on it.
Good job, city council.
Hinojosa's got a few more things left to do before he leaves. Most notably trying to get his mustache to match his hair.
Now passing by us, the Dallas County Commissioners.
John Wally Price.
That's pretty exciting.
Large question marks again over everyone's head.
Is he boycotting?
Yell out to John Wally Price. Are you excited that the MVP was white?
Well, you got to call it white.
And now passing by is the Academy Sports and Outdoors truck.
Big Maverick sponsor, I guess.
Big Maverick
sponsor of today's parade.
Tried to jinx us by telling us when you could get your championship gear before the final game.
So what do you think the final bill for Cuban will be for this day? And if he goes out and gets sponsors and stuff and lets them be in the parade, is he going to come close to breaking even?
Or
is he going
to lose his shirt? Half.
Man, on those championship T-shirts alone, Georgie, how much? I mean, those T-shirts are like $28, right?
Yeah.
Those follow-up.
Hey,
every person has one.
Yes, Norman. Hey, if you saw Bob, Dan, and Donnie, if you saw the
it's Victor
truck,
Villalba.
There's the announcer truck right behind it.
Oh, there's Bob
Caldwell and Ortegalot.
Well, it's good that Bob's on there. He started the year, right?
Yeah.
Bob did. Longtime broadcaster, you ought to be in this parade.
The great.
And he was fired by Cuban.
The great Donnie Nelson float.
Don't focus on that.
Now, why is Donnie Nelson's car on two wheels? Because he's sitting on the back.
The great Donnie Nelson.
Is his dad there? In your port? Is his dad there?
No, it appears.
Is his dad walking in front of his float bagged like a Clydesdale?
Now they have the Mavs assistant general manager Keith Grant going by to much. A lot of question marks over everybody's head looking at that.
Very vital part of this whole process, Dan.
Started with the Mavericks organization as a ball boy.
Keith Grant?
Keith Grant did. Yes, he did.
And he's got about the same effect on the team now as he had then.
Hey, come on.
Oh. Kind of took the
negative comments.
Around.
This is a day of love and cheer and celebration.
Not a Mavs parade.
Yeah, don't rain on anyone's parade.
Well, I don't think the Mavs are planning on having a parade.
That's
well,
right there in front of you, 300,000 people.
Jason.
This is the ticket to the parade. Gordon and George.
What was the Jason
Kidd
parade quote?
I'm sorry, Norm?
I was just telling people where you were. You're on Houston by near Continental. Bob, Dan, and Donnie are Young and Lamar. And about to turn onto the parade course is Mark Cuban. Donnie, how about trotting out in the street and seeing if you can get the cue? What do you think?
If it's anything like where we are, not likely.
Yeah. They got this thing pretty well bolted down. As much as we would like to have a moment. I don't want to discourage Donnie, but that looks like it would be quite a miraculous feat.
I can report from our vantage point down here in the West End. Up on top of the overpass there, Giorgio, snipers are ready and trained to take out Bob Ortegal.
Jeez.
I can't confirm that. I cannot confirm it.
Will one of the Dallas police try to take out Bob Ortegal when he has the chance?
Why would they do that? He's one of the nicest guys. Broadcaster here for decades. Why would they try to do something like that?
When did they win the title, George?
When they got rid of him?
Here comes Terdima Ussery.
In a black Mustang.
In a black convertible.
You know what? I spent the fourth quarter watching Game 6 with Bob Ortegal. How about that for an odd fact?
What about Terdima Ussery?
Well, he's a little chunky.
Isn't his last name a sin?
I think that's a cue for the break here on the ticket. The players will be turning onto the parade route in just a moment.
Now passing us, the Mavs Maniacs float.
The Unticket.
Ticket.
This is the Ticket Ticket's coverage of the Maverick Championship Parade. The players and Mark Cuban's car is about to reach Bob, Dan, and Donnie at Young Street in Lamar. And gentlemen, I have great news for you. Just behind Cuban's car come some players and Miss Universe is on the float with J.J. Perea.
How about that?
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, that's about to pass us.
Here comes Rick Carlisle.
In very ticket fashion, we brought you all the spares that drove by, and then while we were in break, Mark Cuban with the trophy drove by us. Rick Carlisle, Mavs head coach, directly in front of us, sitting in the back of a convertible.
In a red convertible with the Larry O'Brien trophy.
Gordon, when Carlisle gets to you, run out and see if he can get an interview with him.
See how many F-words I can get out of him in 5 seconds?
See if Bobon will have a negative effect on the chemistry when he comes back.
All right, so as we all...
Okay, here we go.
And approaching us now is a large truck, flatbed truck. In the back of this said large truck is...
Sean Marion, J.J. Barea. What else we got?
It's Miss Universe.
Oh, it's Mrs. Marion.
Sean Marion's mom. Hey! Dance for us.
Sean Marion, is that Miss Universe? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I was noticing Sean Marion's mom, and you were looking at Miss Universe?
Yeah.
Dang it. Sean Marion's mom, the undisputed dance champion.
And she's easier to see.
Well, she hasn't met the likes of me yet on the dance floor.
I wonder if Deshaun Stevenson's wandering around Florida right now thinking he's in Dallas.
The start of the parade, the very first lead car is now coming up to our location here in the West End. So I guess we're about to see the Mark Cuban and the trophy car go by us here momentarily.
Oh!
I gotta tell you, the candy of this parade sucks.
Dirk's boat is just being shown on the TV here. Dirk is with Jason Kidd on a big float that says Mavericks, and the AT&T Plaza has erupted in cheer.
Hey, that's Darrell Armstrong, Bob.
Wow, it is Darrell Armstrong.
Isn't he your favorite?
Sure.
Is that his wife that's not black?
Let's not be judgmental on this day.
He's my hero now.
Oh.
He has the white prize, and I don't.
Hey, we should all celebrate today with a white woman.
The Unticket.
Yes, we should, Gordon. And I'm going to try my best to do that right after this thing is over.
The Mavs drum line is marching by now, and they are followed by another flatbed.
It's Jan Mahimi. It's the Jan Mahimi riding the ball float.
What a shot that was at the end of the third quarter.
Is dancing with a cigar in his mouth because he has so much energy he didn't play in the finals.
Wow, come on, leave the guy alone.
All the playoffs in general.
Hey, it's the Bryant Cardinal Peja Stojakovic float.
They contributed.
They did contribute.
I was kind of on Brian Cardinal when they first started getting playing time, and he got better as the series went along. He really helped them.
And hey, he fractured Dwayne's hip.
Look at that, Bob. Peja's still mouth breathing, and he's on the back of a float. He's not even running.
Peja's my hero. Even if he didn't play.
Oh, here's Corey Brewer.
It's the Corey Brewer float with special guest Deshaun Stevenson. Is that him right next to him?
Looking for the tattoos, Bob.
Hey, I'm going to say the Lakers series would not have been a sweep without Brewer.
Yeah, he had a very significant 5-minute stint.
Well, he really did.
Yes,
he did. Deshaun Stevenson is really sweating. I think he's sweating the alcohol out. It's kind of hot.
We have a very odd occurrence down here in the West End where Giorgio and I are high above the crowd on the broadcast truck. A Dallas police officer just came through on a motorcycle, high-fiving the crowd as he was driving along.
It's Brendan.
It's a day of goodwill.
Brendan Haywood and Deshaun Stevenson.
This is awesome. Good times.
Down here, gonna be a little nervous, surrounded by cops once again, 2 days in a row.
Yeah. They're all keeping an eye on him, oddly enough.
He has like 4 motorcycle cops behind his boat.
Really? That's called surveillance. That's not called an escort.
His float is weaving back and forth.
Tyson Chandler.
What's that saying from the movie, Bob?
And Caron Butler. Hey, that man, he's money.
Tyson and Caron.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, it is.
All right, from here in the West End.
Tyson's head is a grill.
Giorgio and I are now, we can now see coming into view, it's the lead float, it's Champ, the mascot horse.
Oh, here comes, we got the Dirk float.
We have the Dirk,
yeah, this
Jason
is the
Terry, and Jason Kidd float.
The most decked out float to date.
Wow, that's awesome.
Dirk!
Yeah.
Jason,
oh my God, one of the Clydesdales has mounted champ.
Boy,
this is horrible.
Everybody else has just the regular flatbed truck. Dirk has an actual float.
And look at the crowd, man, running after the Dirk, Jason Terry, and Jason Kidd float.
Yeah, the Dirk float is definitely the tiger of this course.
Yes, it is.
Putting champ in a car or a truck ahead of Clydesdales cannot be a good idea. It is making those big horses nervous.
Dude, the whole parade route, all the fans that were lining the streets are peeling off. It's like the Indian run, you know, when you got to run around the whole
Native American.
And they're all running to try to catch up with the Dirk float. It looks like Tiger at a major, doesn't it?
It really does.
Hey, Rolando!
The great Rolando Blackman. Rolando Blackman just gave me a knowing nod. We've been buddies for more than 20 years.
Now, why would they have the girls at the Dirk? That's just ridiculous. You need the eye candy.
Try to keep the crowd around.
It's not working. Look at this crowd.
Because the crowd is sprinting down the parade route.
Trying to catch up with Dirk, Jason Terry, and Jason Kidd.
Boy, it's incredible.
Boy, that was awesome to see Dirk and Terry and Kidd there.
Jason Terry was throwing water out of the float onto the crowd.
And look high in this cloudless sky, Giorgio. There are helicopters buzzing like mosquitoes.
Yeah, we got five or six of them up there.
My goodness, they better watch out. They're getting a little low.
No, this is here great. I love this energy.
Here at the plaza, they're going crazy.
You think we can turn over a car?
We should try.
I mean, we can.
Smart car over there, I could definitely get.
I brought some lighter fluid.
All right, Bob, Dan, what do you see from your vantage point? Have all the floats left?
Well, yeah. Dirk, the final big float, I think, was Dirk, and that has passed us. And we just got a couple of Budweiser trucks that are bringing up the rear here. So I think everything's on its way to you guys.
Well, it's hitting us right now because Mavs Man has just passed by. So is Champ and the Clydesdales.
Yeah.
Now comes the American flag, joined by the Texas flag. And I think that's the United Methodist flag. I'm not sure what that is.
I think it is, too, yeah.
Yeah, and of course the bagpipe bugle band coming through. Guys in skirts, Giorgio. That's always nice.
These are area firefighters, Gordo, from Plano, Irving, and Rowlett.
Are they Scottish?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're recognizing their Scottish heritage and the fact that they're firefighters, and we appreciate their work.
Well, they're wearing kilts, so there's no doubt the breeze is kissing their ball sack as we speak.
You know, it's not a bad breeze we have here today. It's not that hot.
It's really cooled it off. Now we have a couple of assorted random touring motorcycles that are going by with older white gentlemen on board.
Those are the guys that said, I have a motorcycle, can I be in the parade?
Yeah, I think they just snuck in it.
Uh-huh.
Now then, coming up in front of us, look at this, Giorgio. What a moment. The man in the cowboy hat, Don Carter himself.
The man who brought the Mavericks to town. He and his wife, Linda, waving to the crowd. Oh, a tip of the cowboy hat there by Don Carter.
The story is that Don Carter put off a surgery that was supposed to correct his atrial fibrillation. Did you hear about this?
No.
His heart was not beating in rhythm, and they say that after the Mavs won the championship, his heart started beating in rhythm.
Really?
I don't know whether that's just an apocryphal story, just something that we say to make us feel good, or whether I just made it up right now, but it certainly is one that I just shared on the air.
Well, it makes me feel good, Gordo. It certainly makes me feel good.
All right, the Don Carter car has just passed by us. Now, arriving very slowly on the back of what looks to be a Sebring.
That's what you had the mannequin of LeBron on yesterday.
Oh, no, George, that's a Ford Mustang.
That is a Ford Mustang. They are the sponsor here today.
Ford Mustang arriving, and on the back of it is... Oh, that's just Brad Davis. Okay, coming up after that...
Come on. Hey, Brad was a big part of the 80s history. When the Mavericks started getting good, he was here as a cast-off from the CBA and played on some great Maverick teams in the 80s and has been a part of the organization for 31 years almost.
And I'll be damned if Dan McDowell wasn't correct in his reporting that it says on the side of his car, Mavs legend Brad Davis.
Yes, it does.
So no doubt Brad made those himself.
There's Dwayne Carraway, our buddy.
There's Dwayne Carraway.
Hey, Dwayne! He gave us a thumbs up, though.
He did. He's always in good spirits.
And
looks
here
like
we go.
Put on some weight.
Wow, we got a truck full of kids here.
That's not a truck. Those are adults.
Oh, okay. not sure who these people
Wait,
are.
They're in a dump truck. What are they, Mavs person? I guess people that work for the Mavs organization?
No, I think they're at an errant construction site that's just going through.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're just getting to a job site?
Yeah, they're just getting to a job site, I think.
There seem to be a lot of ticket fans in that truck. They're all waving to you, Giorgio.
Hey, girls. How is it going today?
Here's the very generically named float, Dallas County Officials.
Ah, yes, Gordo, and look how official some of those people are.
Those people work for the county? Yeah. Oh, my God, the county's going to go broke soon. Look at that. Look at the older woman sitting on a haystack being pulled by the Dallas County Officials.
Oh, she loves you. That girl in the cowboy hat loves you. Look
yeah,
at her.
She's waving at me.
Taking a picture of you.
Look at that cowboy hat. It's got rhinestones. And her earrings are full of fake diamonds. Look at that. That is so gaudy. All right, now passing by us, Giorgio, is a huge video truck.
Yeah, my friends from GoVision.
Your friends
That's a local
GoVision.
Company, yeah.
Looks like they're playing some high-end porn on that, Giorgio.
Based in Argyle, Texas. No, no. Chris Curtis would never allow something like that.
All right, now then coming up is the broadcaster's truck. And the ticket's own Mark Followell on the back.
There it is. There's Victor Villalba. There's Bob Ortegel. Look at Mark. He's leading cheers.
Hey, someone should have told Chuck Cooperstein to dress up a little bit.
Yeah, we probably should have.
There's Chris Arnold. There's Bob Ortegel.
You never know who you're going to run into.
There's Bob Ortegel.
You never know.
Bob Ortegel, there he is with his fake teeth, smiling at us, glistening in the sun, looking like $1 million.
There's Donnie, little whistle.
Like $1,200 that he spent for those teeth. Hey, Donnie Nelson! The kids here going crazy as Donnie Nelson is finally passing them by. They're lucky and happy that he is now moving out of their field of vision.
You know, that broadcaster's trailer was pulled by a local radio station that had its call letters on the side and their frequency. You think that's the most people that's ever seen it before or heard it?
All right. I call it down. Stop scoreboard.
Thank you, Norm.
Keith Grant just passing by to massive rounds of indifference.
I waved at him.
You did?
Yeah.
Now, who are these spares? It says Dallas Mavericks 2011 champions, and I have no idea.
Oh, that's Dirk. That's clearly the Matrix.
No, that's not anybody who's on the team.
Oh, okay.
All right, down here in West End, boy, it's really picking up. You can hear the crowd cheering as more spares pass by.
Random trucks coming through.
I don't know who they are.
All right, here we go.
All right, it appears something has happened
That's
along the parade route.
There.
There are many people running up the grassy hill there.
No one's running up anything. Hey, there's Big Al, our friend Big Al, who's finally won an NBA title after all these years.
He tweeted that. And there's the beautiful Sarah Melton.
Ah, yes.
Who has covered me many times.
Sorry?
Get my passes.
Okay, yes. She does a great job. Mavericks Media Relations.
I'd love to do an in-depth interview with her sometime called Deep Within Sarah Melton.
Should we dump it?
In her life.
Okay.
Deep within her personal
let
life.
Let me ask you this. We talked about parade talk earlier this week. I do like parades.
Yeah.
Don't you like the energy of a parade, even if it's small town, community,
Absolutely.
Or big scale like this?
I'm gay as one.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
Okay, Giorgio, here comes. Yeah, here comes some rap music, and there's a lot of black guys in the back of this Ford Mustang. I think we're seeing players now.
I think so.
They're a little bit too far away for us to see who they are.
You know, that's pretty cool, though, that they're stopping. I think that is the Matrix.
Wow, they're getting off their vehicle, going down to the crowd and giving hugs.
That's pretty cool.
That's what you want to see from your superstars. That's what you want to see from your world champions.
They could just drive on through, but they're stopping and slapping the five. They are delaying the parade. Oh, wow. All of them are out of the car right now and walking and giving high fives.
And they're doing the modern-day athlete thing where they're carrying video cameras and videotaping
right.
The people in the crowd that they're talking to.
Yeah,
I really don't know. Somebody should have given them the memo that this is being covered by local media. We don't need the crowd. Yeah. We don't need the crowdsource.
They could have TiVo Channel 8 or Fox Sports Net today and been fine.
Can you see who we're looking at here? They're about 50, 75 yards away from us. They're down off the vehicle. The parade has stopped as they're down shaking hands among these people who are down here who absolutely have onion crotch.
No doubt about that. But if you're a Maverick player today that's been around for all this for the last decade.
You don't care about the onion crotch.
You don't care about it.
No.
You've been told you couldn't do it, that it would never happen. Even when you got late in the playoffs against the teams like the Lakers and then the Heat, they said, they can't beat them, but they did. This party's going to go on for a long time.
All right, now, is that Jeff that just grabbed the Texas flag and is waving it back and forth?
Yeah, it kind of looks like him, but I'm not sure.
I can't tell. Now, that guy's too... Unless Jet has put on 30 pounds since the since the winning game.
Yeah, I don't think that's Jet. But I think they stopped because they're waiting on the Mavs maniacs.
Oh, they're the Mavs maniacs back there. So wait, if those are the Mavs maniacs, we haven't seen any players yet. So who are these guys in the
I don't know.
Car?
They're black guys acting like they're NBA players.
You don't admit that they're black guys.
Well, it helps sell you.
Huh? Giorgio, I have to say, down here in the West End, we haven't seen any violence.
No, I don't think we're going to see any.
Is all the violence
happy.
In Deep Ellum these days?
Yeah, people are just happy. A lot of families here today. And hopefully no one will lose their patience because of the heat or anything like that. I think we're going to have a good day.
Have we heard an official total on how many people have attended the parade so far?
No, not yet. They guessed over 200,000 would. They were preparing for a crowd of 250,000 or so. But who knows? How could you possibly know that? How could you possibly guess that?
I would say about half the women here along the parade route are pregnant or at least really fat.
Come on. This is a day of positivity, of celebration.
Hey, some guy celebrated in most of these women about 6 months ago from the lookout.
hey guys.
Yes, sir.
Norm. Why don't we just make the ticket official guess of 275,000?
Okay. I'll go with that.
This place is electric at the plaza. This place has been chanting and cheering. It's going bananas down here. They know the parade's getting closer to reaching the
ring. That's who that was. It's Jamie Foxx.
All right, that's Jamie Foxx. And he looks like he's a big ticket fan. The whole time Jamie Foxx came by us, all he wanted to do was sit there and make hand signals to George and me.
Yeah, he gave us his fraternity sign. I have no idea what that is.
He was sitting next to Usery.
Oh, the Mavs dancers. Let me tell you something. The Maverick dancers, from what I've seen on TV and what I've witnessed in Miami and other ports, they are the best of the NBA. They're good looking, they dance, they sell their moves, they have good routines, and their shorts are short.
God, they look good. Look at that.
Hi, girls.
All women should look like that.
Yeah, they're surrounded by Mavs maniacs.
Look at how thin their abdomens are, Giorgio.
No, look at that.
It looks like when they're ovulating, you can actually see the egg moving down.
That's an unfortunate comment.
But one that was broadcast.
Yes, it was.
All right, now who is this? There's another Ford Mustang coming by.
I'm not sure who that is. There's Mark Cuban and his family. He has the O'Brien trophy in his right hand as he points to the crowd. Let's see if he acknowledges the musers. Not yet.
Nope.
Didn't see us.
Oh, boy. Mark Cuban completely ignoring us as he holds the Conan O'Brien trophy aloft, high above his head.
What has happened to you and Cubes? You guys,
I don't know. He's down to me. But that little girl, one of their little children, looks like she's sitting way too far over on the back of that Mustang.
Yeah, I need to scoot her over a little
bit. Yeah, no kidding. She looks like she's going to fall down. Has Cuban added a child to his brood?
Maybe. There's Rick Carlisle, Gordo, your best friend.
Yeah, completely ignoring us.
Yep.
Hey, Coach, congratulations!
He said,
oh, he flipped me off! There you go, Rick Carlisle.
There we go, JJ Barea.
There's the Matrix.
There he is.
The Matrix.
All of his glory.
JJ Barea. Is that JJ Barea?
Yeah.
The one in the sombrero.
He doesn't have a sombrero.
Oh.
But that is Miss Universe, though.
Right there?
Girlfriend.
She's the best-looking woman in the universe?
With the hat.
Yeah. I can't see her face.
Oh.
I can't see my target. All right, who do we have coming up next here, Giorgio?
We've got a truck full of players.
Uh-oh, the crowd going crazy for Mavs coaches Dwayne Casey and Terry Stotts.
Ah, yes. Dwayne Casey, a very hot commodity now in the NBA, coordinating the Mavs zone defense.
Speaking of hot commodity, is that his wife?
Maybe.
Holding?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Terry Stotts' wife. Now, we immediately paired her up with, wait, now, which one is she with?
I'm not sure.
You grouped her with the white guy, but I think she's being grouped the other way. Oh, and she's got the big belly, too.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Yes, a little internal celebration a little bit earlier on in her life.
We heard about that in the Stern family in the early 1970s. Here's Daryl Armstrong. Mavericks assistant coach.
Not to be confused with Darius Armstrong, the point guard of the Argentina Hawks.
Right. I look forward to a big year out of the Argentina Hawks this year. Got the Mavericks drum line behind him. A lot of North Texas drummers there.
The sparest marching band.
The University of, get those talents up. Yes, sir.
A spare marching band.
That is not a marching band. That's a drum corps. A lot of those kids play the drum line up in North Texas. They can play.
All right, now who do we have in this float here, Giorgio?
That is Jan Mahimi. And who else we got on there? Roddy Beaubois.
They are a mere 25 feet from us.
Those Frenchmen stick together.
Now, the guy in the back, is that Metalark Lemon? Who's the older guy?
He may be Jan's dad, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a little too old to be a player.
Jan Mahimi played a role, big shot at the end of the third period in game six. Played some nice D, grabbed a couple boards. Part of a champion, Gordo. Part of a championship juggernaut.
Yes, the parade snaking by us here, Giorgio, in the West End. The crowd going crazy, and I have to say, not too many drunks. Not too many older drunks down here. The crowd very respectful, very festive. No violence, no looting. Who do we have here, George?
That's Brian Cardinal and Peja. Peja Stojakovic.
That's Brian Cardinal?
That's Brian Cardinal. I know he looks like Dave Little on steroids.
There's no way that guy's an NBA player.
Yes, he is. And he couldn't get a charge call until game six. And finally, he got one.
That's amazing. If I was him, I would have been using my MasterCard all throughout the finals since he couldn't get a charge. It's just great.
There's Corey Brewer on a Maverick truck passing our location here on the West End.
We're all
the
Mavericks.
Live coverage on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All the Mavericks wearing white T-shirts. They have the championship gray hats on.
The shirts, by the way.
Yes, Norm.
The shirts say, raise the banner, and your place is about to erupt because Dirk, Terry, and Kidd ought to be coming into view any second.
They should raise the banner.
There he is, Gordo. Deshaun Stevenson giving the hook of horns to the crowd.
Now, is that his girlfriend or wife next to him? She's got full...
No, that's Brendan Haywood.
Oh, the girl? Yeah, girl. She has a full chest tattoo.
Yeah, though they go together.
Yeah, look at Deshaun. Giving the tasteful double bird to the crowd.
Yeah.
Always nice. Deshaun has passed us. He appears to be sober.
He's okay. Yeah, he looked fine.
Yeah.
He was alert.
I notice he's got more jewelry on. You know, he has the neck jewel stud right there in his near his Adam's apple, that area.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable,
that?
Yeah.
That's weird. He also has a new piece of jewelry. It looks like an ankle bracelet that's beeping red light. I don't know what that is.
There he is, Tyson Chandler. Celebrating with the crowd here, the white shirt.
Tyson Chandler, someone in the crowd apparently has given him a small human child as a little token.
I think that's his son.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the son he's hoisting in the air.
It's sitting on top of his shoulders, which looks very unstable.
Yeah, he's a strong man. He can hold on to
a child count.
And here he comes now. Dirk Nowitzki has picked up the Lone Star flag and is waving it high as he goes through the adoring fans in downtown Dallas. What a moment for the big German. Dirk and Jet on the same float. That's very appropriate for guys who've been through it here these last 10 years.
Dirk,
I believe, in the case of Jet, 8 years.
Dirk wearing a shirt. No, I thought it was a sleeveless white shirt, but he's wearing the standard Raise the Banner shirt that all the other Mavericks are wearing. The chants of MVP are now rising.
Look to your left, Gordo. There is just a sea of people. I mean,
everyone is following the Dirk and Jet float. And I would say right now, Giorgio, we are being bum-rushed, as opposed to bum-something else, by a good 25,000 people. They're now following the Jet and Dirk float.
No headband for the Jet. Let's see if we can get some guitar recognition for Dirk and Gordo. Will Gordo get his guitar from Dirk?
Jason Kidd! Dirk!
Up here, Dirk!
You're the up-flagged floor! Dirk!
Hey! A huge thumbs up there from the big German. So glad to see his friends at the ticket.
The big German looked at me. His eyes flickered with tremendous recognition. And he gave me a huge thumbs up with that left hand that is so very heavily taped, Giorgio, still to this day.
The left hand that laid it in game two to give the Mavericks their first game in the series and maybe help turn the series, Gordo.
I tell you, my life is now complete now that I've been given the huge German smile from the MVP of the 2011 NBA championship.
It doesn't get much better than that. And so as the Budweiser trucks approach, Norm, we send it back to you outside the AAC. What a parade.
Look at the rack on that girl.
Those are college students.
The brunette right in front. She's a college student?
Yeah, they're Budweiser girls.
Oh, my goodness. She gave me blew me a kiss.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you're attractive too, sweetheart.
Okay, we're going to hit on the Budweiser girls, Norm. Now
all
back
the girls
to you.
Have huge ones.
Outside the AAC.
Thanks, guys, for your coverage. We're at AT&T Plaza. Bob, Dan, and Donnie are headed back here because the parade has passed their vantage point, which was Young and Lamar. George and Gordon watching the last of the parade pass them. The front of the parade is approaching Victory and the AAC, where there'll be speeches and congratulations and joy. You're listening to coverage of the Mavericks Championship Parade on Sports Radio 1310.
The Unticket.
Tickets coverage of the Mavericks Championship Parade. We're at the AT&T Plaza. The parade is now going up Victory Avenue. It'll arrive at the arena fairly soon. The Mavericks celebrating their first championship in the 31-year history of the club that was put into existence in 1980 as an expansion franchise. Norm Sanju did an incredible amount of legwork trying to work the league to get comfortable with the idea of expansion. Remember, this city had an ABA franchise that folded. The Chaparrals actually moved to San Antonio. San Antonio then became the Spurs, who are in existence today. This is a franchise that in February of 1980 seemed to be headed for the NBA, and at the last minute in early February, the deal almost fell apart to expand to the NBA. Don Carter had sent his $100,000 check in with the application, but the league was torn about voting for expansion. Sanju, who had gone to every city in the league to lobby that city to accept Dallas, he'd gone to all 22 cities, cajoled and talked them into giving the city a franchise. It's taken 31 years, but we have tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of people in downtown Dallas with a remarkable scene. If you weren't able to be here today, I would hope you'll see video of this. You won't believe the scene in downtown Dallas. People in parking garages, office windows. We are right next to the W Hotel, and perhaps the oddest vantage point in the city for this parade is the balcony up on about the 40th floor is full of people looking down 40 stories on the plaza. The parade route winding up through Victory. Bob, Dan, and Donovan headed back here for this team that really was a long shot to win it all. On this team were 9 players who'd spent at least 10 years in the NBA. None of them had a ring. The only person involved with the team who had a ring was Rick Carlisle. He becomes the 11th man in history to both win a ring as a player and win a ring as a head coach. This is Mark Cuban's party. He is paying for the entire parade. Heaven knows what that's going to cost. I don't think that matters right now. This city is on fire. It is just thrilled that the Mavericks have brought this championship and brought the city a championship, I think, by surprise. I think very, 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 very few people in this city expected this to be a championship team. But the addition of Tyson Chandler brought about a defensive presence that this team has never had before. The team seemed to work off that defensive presence and know that Chandler had their back defensively. They got better and better and better. They reached a kind of watershed moment in these playoffs when they blew a 23-point lead to Portland in the last 13 minutes of that game. But the team that rallied won Game 5, and from that game that they collapsed against Portland, this team went 14-3 in the playoffs against Portland, the Lakers, Oklahoma City, and the Heat. They went 7-1 on the road from that point on. They closed the championship with a Game 6 win on the road at Miami. Just as in 2006, Miami had closed the championship beating Dallas on their floor in a Game 6 here. It was certainly perfectly circular. In fact, Monday, the day after the Mavericks won the championship this year, was the five-year anniversary of the Mavericks' collapse in Game 3 at Miami. The people here at AT&T Plaza are just joyously awaiting their heroes coming up victory and arriving at the arena. The last float in the parade is the Dirk, Jet, and Terry float. The parade seems to just wind around behind them and follow it. This is ticket coverage of the Mavericks Victory Parade celebration, brought to you by Pack and Stack, Self-Storage, and Metro PCS. We're back with more of this scene of pure joy of the Mavericks celebration next on Sports Radio 13.
The Unticket.
S. Norm, oh, what a day.
Oh, what a day. We got one small piece of business to do, Mike. It's our usual feature on Thursdays and Fridays when the Lone Star Park's running. All right, here's the pole position. By the way, both our picks of last week hit for you. We got a quick one tonight, and he's a very long shot. Roy loves long shots.
Hit me.
In the third race, we're going to go with Fire Alarm. Fire Alarm doesn't look like much when you look at its record, but it absolutely loves this track. When it gets to Lone Star, it lays down and rolls on the track. It loves it here. It's seven lifetime races here. Two wins and 4 seconds. It's in good form shipping in from Will Rogers, but maybe people won't notice that this is a horse for a course. Let's take 10-1 Fire Alarm in the third, ridden by Benny Landeros as your pole position. And now back to the parade. First of all, Mike, let us describe where we are, okay?
Okay.
The ticket storefront, which will be our new offices, are right here, literally, on the ground floor of the plaza. Now, Jeremy, you are correct in using the word someday, because I don't know if I'm ever going to live to see this actually be the ticket location, but it's ours right now, and we'll be switching over here full-time soon. It's right on the plaza. In fact, we are maybe 30 yards from the entrance to the AAC, where already the place is, I don't want to say full, but close to it, of season ticket holders and sponsors, because in there will be a special event after the parade has arrived here, and the players and Mark Cuban and others have spoken. They're going to go inside for a special celebration with season ticket holders and sponsors. The crowd here has been joyous. It's been wonderful. We wouldn't hear any reports of negativity right now. But you know, it looks like this area is doing this right. Congratulations to the fans. This has been a beautiful scene today. The parade route was just, I don't know how many deep. People were hanging off levels of parking garages, buildings, balconies. They were everywhere celebrating the championship. Downtown is packed to the gills. In fact, it was so packed so early this morning that even at 8 o'clock, some of the entrances to the plaza were already closed because the maximum number of people to get in here were here already. But the celebration has just been phenomenal. as the Mavericks and their fans just pour out their joy. I think there may be more joy here, Mike Soroy, because of the way they won the championship and because the night of it, the day after, I think Mavericks fans were too exhausted from the run, from the tense games, to truly let it all hang out.
Well, they got their strength back. I don't know if you can see a monitor, but whenever that last float with Dirk and Jet and Kid goes by, you can literally see the crowd just start to gyrate and freak out. They're so excited to get a look at those guys, man. What a day.
Have you ever seen Dirk more animated in your entire life?
Well, their arms have to hurt because they're freaking out so bad waving. I mean, you can just tell. It's like a dream come true for everyone involved.
Well, you know, most times you look at Dirk and you want to give him 4 or 5 hour energy drinks.
Well,
he's
been storing this energy for about 13 years, right?
It's released now.
And
it's released for all of them.
Yeah, for everybody, for the fans, for all the players. I mean, I can't even imagine.
There's a sign being shown now that says, with Dirk with a big crown on and a big cape, and underneath it says, Dirk Kaiser.
Whoa.
I think that's going a little far, but it's a absolutely spectacular scene here in the plaza. It is jam-packed, people. The parade has been a smashing success so far as the Mavericks and their fans celebrate the first championship in the 31-year history of the team. The first major sports championship here since 1999. This city has been on such an incredible roll, this area. The Rangers, the Super Bowl is here. Hey, even FC Dallas made the finals and they didn't win it. Now the Mavericks win it. What an incredible roll this area is on. And the sports fans have just turned out full of joy.
Hey, Norm, one thing that as the days go by and, you know, different levels of excitement, I guess, the one thing I'm taking now is that it's so real and no one's taken this away, ever. Like, it's officially done, and that's kind of hitting me 2 days later, that no one is ever going to take this away, and it's like, that's the relief and joy you can see on Dirk's face and all the guys.
You know what's died, Mike, officially? The 2006 pain.
Dead.
It's dead.
Gone.
It's all part of the story.
Having watched that game, the ticket crew, was in Miami for that game. And I remember turning to Bob Stern with 6 minutes and 33 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and the Mavericks up 2 games to none in the series, and they had 13 points in the game. The Mavericks, the Heat fans were booing their own team. They were pouring out of the arena, leaving and deserting their team. And I remember turning to Bob Stern and saying to him, so this is how the other half actually lives in the NBA. And then the Mavericks crater. Only one Maverick player scored a basket in the last 6.5 minutes. That was skinny little Devin Harris. The Mavericks got ripped for non-aggressiveness, for not taking the ball to the basket, for being passive, for trying to bleed the clock. Then they collapsed. They got trailer park slapped by the Heat. They changed hotels. Avery started to get ripped. There was talk about his lineup changes. They lost 3 in a row in Miami. They came home. They regrouped, but it wasn't good enough. Miami took the 4th straight in the series. And the pain was just implanted. After that, this Maverick team was quite honestly an embarrassment in the postseason. Golden State takes them out. Denver takes them out. New Orleans takes them out. San Antonio takes them out. Damn near everybody that could take them out took them out. Until this year. And we can finally close that book. That 5 years of hurt for the Maverick fans is officially gone. What a remarkable scene we've got here at the American Airlines Center. The parade is arriving at American Airlines. We hope to have the Mavericks outside making their statements of joy and addressing the crowd in just moments. Why don't we take a short break and come back with you as our ticket continuous coverage of the Mavericks Celebration Parade rolls on Sports Radio 1410. Wait a minute.
Wait, what do we got there?
Right up at American Airlines Center. Everybody's walking in.
Oh, wow.
And they're walking the players and the cheerleaders and everything in front of the crowd here at the AT&T Center. They're going to walk them in through this entrance off the plaza. The place is erupting. People rushing to the front of the plaza.
They're up on the balcony, Norm, right? Look up on the balcony, Norm.
And up on the balcony, the players have come out on the balcony.
And Dirk's holding the trophy up.
Below them are the cheerleaders and the maniacs and everybody like that. They've come out on the balcony to address the crowd at the AT&T Plaza, and this place is going bananas. Just bananas. The trophy being passed around from player to player, waves and accolades. The team has come out. It's just incredible. I believe it's only the players and Mark Cuban. I do not see Carlisle, but he's got to be in that mix somewhere. Oh, man. Jason Terry just holds the trophy up. The applause for Mark Cuban. He is about to address the crowd when the cheers die down. Mark Cuban will address the crowd from the balcony here, but he cannot start. The crowd will not stop roaring here at the AT&T Plaza. Here is Mark Cuban. Mark starting with a thank you to the fans. Players hugging. This is almost better than the celebration after the game. It is remarkable. Rick Carlisle hoisting the trophy. An incredible scene here at the plaza. The fans simply won't stop screaming.
31 years. 31 years. Dallas been waiting for the Mavericks to bring home the trophy, baby.
That is Jet Terry.
We got the best fans in the world. We got the greatest owner in the history of the game. We got the MVP, Dirk Nowitzki. MVP, 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 MVP.
Go, Norm.
This is Terry leading the crowd in chants of MVP.
Yeah.
The crowd simply will not relent in the slightest.
Okay, at the request of our MVP.
This is Mark Cuban.
Shh.
Cuban trying to quiet the crowd. Good luck, Mark.
Shh, Norm.
At the request of our MVP, we're going to ask that you all join with us in singing our new favorite song. He's going to lead us in our new favorite song.
How does it start?
Thank you, Mavs fans!
Take that with you! Wait, see, ask them if they know we are the champions. Ask the band.
All right, we're going to sing We Are the Champions! Are we ready? Let's go.
How's it go?
1, 2, 3. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world.
Sports orgasmic.